We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
2018, 21st in the league in points scored. Now you lost Jimmy Garoppolo week three. You're going to play Nick Mullins or CJ Beathard, whatever. 2019, you get Jimmy Garoppolo for the entire season. They're second in points scored per game. You say the defense helped out a lot with that. Whatever. They were second in the league in points per game. 2020, 21st in points per game. Last year, 13th in points per game. Right now, they're 28th in points per game. So this whole, first of all, don't ever call Kyle Shanahan an offensive genius ever again. He's a good play caller. But now, we're looking at the play design, and we're having questions about that. We already had questions about him being a quote-unquote quarterback whisperer because Jimmy Garoppolo has regressed under him. Trey Lance was used like a fullback yesterday. The play designing that was so creative the last 5 years, now we're questioning whether or not that's in South Beach, down in Miami with Mike McDaniel and the 3-0 Dolphins. Now we're questioning whether or not Kyle Shanahan was the brains behind the operation for all those great play designs. And it's not getting any better because Trent Williams is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, it sounds like, with a high ankle sprain. Who knows if he'll be back Monday Night Football? You sure could use him because Aaron Donald's come to town.
They got one great run from their running back yesterday.
One great run from Jeff Wilson Jr., his career high, 37 yards. That's it.
Yeah, one drive. That's kind of a sad sentence right there.
Career high, 37-yard run for Jeff Wilson Jr. Then he fumbles at the end of the game. The game was over to me, in my opinion.
I mean, when he took the sack right on the play before, it was like so obvious.
You know, so I'm not saying fire Shanahan either. I don't even think he's on the hot seat. But it looks nasty because when I was at Warriors Media Day yesterday, Shasky,
yeah,
I talked to a lot of people, yeah, different beat writers, yeah, different. They all said the same thing, and they cannot believe it. And actually, some of the people called out Niner beat writers. They were like, why doesn't anybody take Shanahan to task? He used Trey Lance like a fullback. Now, you want to say you can't blame Shanahan for Trey Lance getting hurt? It's the totality in which he ran Trey Lance with. How come you couldn't use that game plan yesterday for Trey Lance where he's just throwing the ball from the pocket? I know he can hit those throws down the field. I know he's not afraid to throw the out route with velocity on it. I know there's going to be mistakes, but I'd rather live with mistakes from a second-year player who's got 4 starts under his belt than a 9-year veteran who we've seen since 2017, Chasky. We've seen it over and over again.
I can't think of one head coach who's an offensive-minded head coach who's this scared. Just look at every decision is made out of fear. What if Trey goes down? You got to keep Jimmy. Jimmy, I don't want you to throw the ball because right, you could throw an interception.
Right.
Let's not go for it on 4th-and-2 in the NFC Championship game, right, even though we're at the 38-yard line. Because you know what? If we miss the field goal, we're going to give him a short yardage. Right.
You got a great defense.
Where is the swashbuckling confidence? You know where it is? It's at the podium talking down to the media, but it sure as hell ain't on your play calling. It sure as hell ain't in your situational game management.
Nope.
And so I ask this simple question. We brought him here to fix the offense. Of all the problems on this team, is offense not number one?
It's number one. It's number one. Number one.
What is the excuse? If you want to point and say it's just Jimmy Garoppolo, he picked Jimmy. He was so happy that we got a backup. You have 2 starters. You know, we got 2. How many times have we heard he's one of the best throwers in the world of the football?
He just told us Friday. I mean, come on. He's one of the best throwers on the planet. On the planet. Lie to us all. Let's go to Bay Rob in the city.
I'm so frustrated.
Bay Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
All right, good morning, fellas. First of all, let's start here. Hey, bro, I'm going to keep it 100. Shanahan picked the wrong quarterback. I ain't got nothing against Trey Lance. He's too young. He's too green. He should have stayed in college. Second of all, Matt Jones was our quarterback. He can hit them throws. We all know he can hit them throws. He dialed Jimmy these throws up that a softball coming down the middle, and Jimmy cannot never hit the home run. This always been our problem with Jimmy. We know what we get it from Jimmy. He is not going to hit that home run for him. And I believe Jones was the one that could do that. Shanahan do not know nothing about no quarterback that's a scrambling running quarterback. Look what his daddy did. His daddy got MG3 hurt. Shanahan is just like his daddy. They destroy running backs and they destroy mobile quarterbacks. Tell me something different.
Well, Mac Jones.
Not Trey Lance hurt on purpose.
Mac Jones looks mediocre right now with the greatest coach of all time. Now, Patricia's not that. But
and Joe Judge, too.
Mac Jones looks garbage. So, like, whatever. I'm not even mad about that. Here's the thing. This is why I'm so pissed about last week, and I felt like the season was pretty much, not that it's over, but, like, the biggest question was, is Trey any good? I have no idea.
No idea.
The hand-selected quarterback and the coach who got an opportunity to pick him, we can't even hear it. We don't even get a chance to see it.
We don't even get to see it.
We have no idea.
So the excitement of the season.
We have no idea.
When I go to a game now or I get ready to watch 49er football, I want to see them win, and I know the defense is going to perform, but I'm just like, oh, I got to watch this offense. And there's nothing. It's the same angle route out of the backfield. It's the same slant route. It's the same wheel route down the sideline that Jimmy can't hit for whatever reason. He throws it right there for him.
But then why did we obsess over a Tyler Kroft miss in the rain in a downpour, yet we don't even look at the 18 gazillion misses over the middle, on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Because all Jimmy does is win.
Didn't we watch? See, can I ask you a question? We watched this same fan base watched a guy, and we termed it Matt Cained. We termed it that.
Yep.
We were like, that guy pitched good enough to win. Yet this same fan base can't contextualize that the defense plays good enough to win all the time.
It's not everybody, though. It's not everybody. It's a minority. That's not fair. There's a lot of people out on Jimmy Garoppolo. But now, what's happening this year? Jimmy Garoppolo, in a way, gets a pass, right? I'm frustrated because he stinks as a quarterback. I'm sorry. It's just, last night was abysmal. And the excuses
after the
game,
wanted to move off.
I mean,
This is why they made the trade.
But you know what? The spotlight is now on Kyle Shanahan.
Agreed.
It's all on Kyle Shanahan. They botched the entire offseason. You bring Jimmy back. Last week, Shanahan, they win a game, and you want to be arrogant towards everybody saying, go watch Buffalo, go watch other teams, everybody runs that play. And then we go watch Buffalo, Josh Allen runs one time. And then you lie to us on Friday and say, hey, he's one of the best throws on the planet. Shanahan, the spotlight is on him. It's on him. You lost all the assistants. McDaniels in Miami, 3-0. LaFleur's in Green Bay, 2-1. Nathaniel Hackett, maybe the worst coach in pro football, and he got a win yesterday. He got a win against you, Kyle Shanahan. The spotlight falls on him. You're the offensive guru. You're the son of Mike Shanahan. We need to see something from you, Kyle. We need to see something from you. Because you act like you can win with anything, which is why you drafted CJ Beathard in the third round in 2017. You said, I'm not going to scout Mahomes and Watson. I'm not going to scout those guys. I'm going to wait on Kirk Cousins, and I'm going to draft CJ Beathard in the third round. Like, this is all on Shanahan. At the end of the day, this entire season falls on him, and the spotlight is bright. It is bright. You want to be one of the best coaches? You ain't in McVay's league right now, bro.
No.
I told you that last year. I'm going to tell you that again this week.
We all think Debo's good. We don't even know what position he is, but we think he's a good player.
He's a running back now.
Okay. Ayuk, we all think he's got promise. Kittle, Kittle's awesome. Trent Williams, awesome. The fullback, we love him. They got a great running game. Last year, the Niners scored 30-plus points three games in a row. 10, 11, and 12. Those were the weeks in 2021.
Was that Seattle, Cincinnati? And who else?
I forget what the other game was.
Maybe Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But since then, since week 12 of last year, they've broken 30 points one time in 12 games, including the playoffs, and are averaging only 20 points per game.
Yeah. Offensive guru. Let's go to VR out in Philly, watching this via YouTube. VR, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
I'm good. I mean, I've had better days.
Man, I'm telling you. Can y'all hear me good?
Oh, yeah, we got you. What you got?
All right. Man, I just want to say, man, y'all are spot on with everything y'all said. And to be honest, I want to get out of here. I want to pull my freaking hair out. It was so abysmal, like just watching that game last night. And it's honestly, we are this mad. And my man, Shasky, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Yeah.
I know. Why you were so mad, right? Just a few minutes ago when you went on that little rant and you were spot on, right? It's because for the past Shanahan's been here for however many years. I don't even know. I can't even think.
6 years now.
Like, because I'm so right. 6 years now, and it's just the same thing over and over and over again. And then everybody got to get off the phone here, be politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this? Is that? All these. No. At the end of the day, we're gonna keep it 1,000. Like, you guys, he's average. He's just like. Not what everybody claim he is.
Nope.
Like,
here's the irony of it. It's a good call. Here's the irony of
Thanks,
the whole
VR.
Thing. Jimmy and Kyle deserve each other right now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.